Before we go into the message,
今天晚上在我们进入信息主题之前,
I want to talk about being slain in the spirit a little bit.
我先来稍微介绍一下什么叫做祷于圣灵。
Because even though many of us have seen it or some have experienced it, but a lot of people still have many questions about it.
几乎我们很多人已经看过人倒在圣灵的里头，或者是有亲身经历过，但是确实还是很多人关乎到倒于圣灵，在圣灵中倒在地上这样的事情，会有一些困惑。So
when I was in Japan, when I explained it, it helps a lot because the people there are even more conservative, but they start to understand and they accept what God is doing.
日本服事的时候呢，我也是这样的先教导他们，就是内地的百姓，他们是比较保守的，关乎到圣灵的运行的工作。那所以呢，在解释完之后呢，就可以比较大的帮助他们，知道如何来领受圣灵在他们的身上。Indeed,
when God touches us, we have many questions.
确实呢，当全能者上帝灵触摸到我们，我们就有很多的问题。
And as we begin to ask many things like, what is happening to me?
然后我们有些的头脑就开始问说，到底发生了什么事在我的身上？
Why is the person on the floor there? Why is he crying?
为什么这个人倒在地上？为什么那个人要哭？
Why is he screaming?
为什么他尖叫？
So, especially if you're very much in control of your mind, it's very easy for us to have many of such questions.
尤其呢，如果你是一个常常用你的意念来掌握住你自己的思考的，你就头脑里面有很多很多的问题。Why
did I feel very light on the head?
为什么这时候我觉得那个头好轻？
Why did I feel like so much pain there?
为什么头很痛？
Why did I nearly fall over?
为什么我几乎倒地？
Why sometimes my feet like been lifted up from the floor.
为什么有时候我接受祷告的时候，觉得那个双脚好像几乎要抬起来了？
Did the pastor push me?
是牧师推我吗？
So therefore, many of these questions that we hear other people ask, we know is very common.
所以很多人所问的问题，事实上是相当的普遍。
Many therefore respond very differently from what is happening.
所以呢，对于呢所发生的事情，每一个人就有不同的回应。Some
people are very much vulnerable to the power of the Holy Spirit, and so they fall over very easily.
有些人呢，圣灵的工作在他身上，因为他里面软弱，很脆弱，所以呢，一碰他就倒地。For
others, they stand there like a rock.
那有些人是直挺挺的，像磐石站立在那里。For
others, even when they feel the power of God, they want to maintain an upright position, so they keep stepping backwards.
有些人几乎已经感受到圣灵的工作在他们身上，但他们就是不愿意让步，所以呢，就一直往后退，一直往后退。So
therefore, others they say, if I fall over, I will look embarrassed.
因为有些人心中想说，我一倒地呢，就觉得很丢脸了。But
when the natural meets the supernatural.
但是呢，当自然遇见超自然的时候。And
God is a spirit being and supernatural God.
上帝呢是灵体，他是超自然的神。
We are natural being.
好，我们呢是自然人。
So therefore, is when something has to give way, either God or us, right?
是不是呢？这当中有一个交汇的时候呢，凡事总有一方要让步，到底就上帝呢，还是我们？
And 上帝不让步的。
全能者上帝是不会让步的。
So therefore, we have to like obey Him when we when He instructs us, and when He teach us, we have to learn, right? So when He touch us bodily, we must not resist what He is doing there. So therefore, we need to embrace and respond to what God wants to do to receive His blessings.
所以我们有必要呢，来拥抱，然后来回应上帝所要做的工，好叫我们这个人可以领受到从他而来的祝福。But
many of us with so many questions, we will try to resist what God is doing.
但是我们很多人有很多质疑，结果我们就抵挡掉了上帝要祝福的工作在我们身上。But
we often don't see it as a kind of 抵挡。
但是我们自己都不会觉得说我这样做是抵挡。
We look at it as a thing that we do not really trust or doubtful about it, so we do not want to to cooperate with what God is doing.
我们心中呢自有自己的看法跟意见，所以我们这个人根本不愿意跟全能者上帝来合作。
Only when we respond and embrace in the positive way what God wants to do, will you discover what God will do to you at the end.
那就只有呢，我们这个人呢愿意来做反应、做回应，然后全然拥抱上帝的工在我们身上。到末了的时候，你才能够得到他动工在我们身上的所有的好处。
So therefore, a lot of people, even when they get touched by the Spirit, they in2 seconds, they were up on the floor and they'll be gone.
很多人几乎呢被神的灵摸脚了，但是他躺在地板上才两秒钟，他就起来，然后就离开了。
So 这个不会对你什么好处。
这样的话就没有办法对你有什么好处。
Because even if you see someone that goes into the hospital to have an operation.The operation doesn't take 2 seconds.
几乎呢，是不是你这个人呢，到医院去动个刀的话，不可能医生给你动个才有几分钟，然后你就起来，然后开肠破肚，你就走回家去了。
So therefore, many of us therefore miss on what God wants to do, which is a completion of His work.
所以，我们很多人就错过了上帝所要做的工在我们身上，也就是他所做的完善完全之工。
So you need to.Like people say, flow in the river.
所以呢，是不是你要学习什么叫做运作踊跃在圣灵江河的里头
？So therefore, when you are in a river, in a stream, you flow in the direction of the stream.
当你在江河里头呢，你是踊跃在这水流的当中。
But you would be very, very strenuous of you, and not much of your benefit if you slow.If you swim against the current,
那如果你这个人呢偏要逆流而上，那么是不是你要花很大的功夫呢？而且要碰到很多的抵挡的势力。
And you don't get much benefit.
如此这般，你没有办法能够享受上帝所做的工，享受那祝福的水流。
So therefore, write this down, huh?
所以呢，请你把它写下来。
You need to flow with His prompting.
你需要呢运行在他的感动里头。
You need to flow in the direction of His power.
你需要运行在他能力的大能方向里头。
And you, when you, and then you and God will meet in the proper positive way.
你跟全能者上帝就在特定的场合、这个时间里面，最适切的方式来彼此相遇了。
And God will even fill you even more.
然后如此这般，上帝就更多更多的来充满你。
As we submit to His operation on the operation table.
因为我们愿意把我们全人降服在他的手术台上嘛，容他来动属天的刀。
When we come under His influence,
当我们这个人在他全备的属天的影响力底下
so write that down, huh?
所以呢请你把它写下来
How you respond when God touch you,
当了上帝来触摸你你是如何来做回应呢
determines the outcome of how much or how little you will receive from God by the end of the meeting
会呢决定关乎到你聚会末了的时候究竟你从全能者上帝慈爱的父那里领受到是多少的祝福还是是多的祝福还是少的祝福
reallyA lot of us, when we are so used to coming to church to listen to the word and receive from the word, that is very good. Huh?
我们大部分人呢，就是得救之后呢，也就习惯说来到教会，然后呢就听到领受这道，这当然是非常好的习惯。
But then, when God wants to do something else, more than just giving you the word, you become very doubtful about that.
但是当上帝呢还要做更深入的工作，不单只是道而已呢，那么那时候圣灵运行的工作，你就深感猜疑跟怀疑。
So therefore, we are very habitual people with habitual ways of response.
所以你知道，我们这个人是习惯性的动物，我们就习惯性的来做经常性的反应。
So therefore, as I said.When the natural meets the supernatural, the natural need to give way to the supernatural.
正如先前我说的，当我们这自然人碰到超自然的神的时候，我们这自然人呢，属血气的需要让步才行。
So therefore, the following will help you to be more cooperative and flow with the Holy Spirit.
所以接下来我要谈的呢，我相信呢，当接下来以后你要接受祷告，当圣灵触摸到你的时候，可以帮助你更多的与他合作。
第一。你要饥渴 and you then will be able to like a sponge soak in what God wants to do in your life.
好不好容自己像一块海绵，让呢上帝的灵可以完全浸泡渗透到你的灵的里头，尤其是他的能力要进入。
Because many people really with the greatest needs are those who when in 2 minutes we want to go home, then they come up and ask you all sorts of questions that.
其实呢，有很多真实需要的人呢，通常呢，他就犹豫不决啊，只等到呢，就是我们聚会完了，然后呢，他接受完祷告，那匆匆起来，那我们要出去了，然后他才来问我一大堆问题，然后说出他最迫切的需要。
啊，这个时候我们要回去了。
那时候已经呢，我们要打道回府啊，圣灵呢也可能休息去了。
啊，圣灵已经要休息。
啊，圣灵也要打烊了。
So therefore.All those times when we are around there, they are at the back looking, and then they really felt, oh, maybe there is something I don't want to miss it. Then you come out.
很多时候是这样子的，就是当我们一直在会场当中，然后呢，就是有一些人总是会在后头啊东观西望，然后呢，等到呢我们就快结束了，然后呢，这头脑才真的想到说，哎，搞不好我这个需要上帝可以来帮助我，然后那时候才跑出来。
Okay, so very many people are like that. You'll be surprised.
很多人是这样，你会很稀奇哦。
Okay, 第二 you must be one who is yielded to the Holy Spirit.
你这个人必须要成为顺服于圣灵的器皿。
So therefore, you must not be suspicious and when you felt something on you, that you must already have in your mind whatever God.Is doing during that meeting is good for me.
所以呢，你不要猜疑。当你觉得好像呢有某样东西临到你了，你必须要在参加这聚会之前，你就要有一个深信，有一个信靠，相信呢圣灵动的工在你身上，绝对是对你有益处，绝对是好的。
Even though you might not have experienced it, even though you felt fearful about it.
尽管你个人从未经历过，尽管你可能事先对这样的事情有点害怕。
Okay.But what that God wants to do at the end is for your good.
但呢，上帝到末了为你所做的，就是为着你的好处了。
All things work for good for those who love Him and call according to His purpose.
神的话怎么说呢？就是呢，万事要为他效力，为我们效力，就是按着他旨意被召的人。
Amen.
Amen.
So that kind of heart condition when it is ready and yielded.Will help you a lot to receive.
你这样心里的状况，当你里面呢是已经预备好了，你有这样的期待，你就真的可以领受多多。
第三 ，When something happens to you, even like falling over or you dizzy, God has a purpose.
好，是不是呢？当一些事情发生在你身上，或躺，或你觉得头晕，上帝都有他的目的。
So therefore, 头晕的时候不要。快快起来哈！
所以那你觉得头晕的时候，你不要一下子就要起来了。
啊，更惨哈！
那你会更惨了。
哎，你回去会很晕哈。
你回去的时候呢，还觉得好像还在晕船、晕车。
And other people will feel sometimes come to the meeting, they have no pain, nothing but.When being prayed for, they feel great pain in the head.
那有些人是呢，来参加聚会之前呢，他还觉得好好的，接受完祷告之后呢，反而觉得剧烈头疼。
所以你觉得这个廖雅各跟真的不好，很好的人哦，我没事，现在有事哦。
那我本来没事啊，参加雅各牧师特会就有事了。
But what God is doing is in the things of the spirit.Realm, there are many roots.
事实上，上帝所做的事情，就是在灵界的当中，我们的生命里面有很多属灵的毒根。
So God is pulling out those roots.
现在上帝正在拔那些毒根。
And 拔的时候会有时候会很痛。
在拔的时候呢，有时候会很痛。
And moreover, if you come from this area of 偶像权势，
尤其如果是你的家乡，你所住的地方来自于很厉害拜拜的地方。
And 偶像权势的。Power usually attacks the mind.
那偶像权势，他的权势充满攻击人的心思。
So therefore, that power is already affecting you for many years.
所以你知道吗？那个偶像权势在你里头已经影响你多年了。
Bringing you confusion,
产生混乱。
Bringing you indecision,
产生犹豫不决。
Bringing you sadness,
产生忧伤、忧郁。
But 那个 这个 claw is there, but you don't know it.
这个爪牙，这个爪子就在你里头，但是你都没有察觉。
啊，龙潭那个龙哈。
龙潭的爪，那个龙爪逮住你了。
所以有时候真的，你帮人祷告哈。
所以那时候，当你帮人祷告，
你看他的手好像那个甲。
你会看他手彰显出来，就像龙爪。
And at the floor there, this type of floor, you don't experience it that much there. But and it's a carpeted area, huh?他会抓这个声音，哇，
对
，because it's like that is this thing in the spiritual realm, this demonic thing is trying to resist what God is doing, and so it's holding on and not letting go. 哈、
啊，这呢，我们这个地板呢，光光滑滑的，你还感受不着它的那个爪子的抓力。你如果有时候在地毯上面呢、啊，它那一抓的时候呢，那个力道很大，然后整个五爪那个痕迹全部都出来，那是显明说呢，那在灵界里面，偶像权势的势力，他就逮住这个人，他不愿松手。但是这灵界当中有一个全能教会，圣灵跟邪灵的征战。
So therefore, it is necessary for us to know that all this, what we call manifestation.
所以很有必要，你要明白刚刚我们以上所说的那些彰显，就是对，就是所谓的彰显。
These things there are sometimes a confrontation and a battle that is going on between darkness and light.
这样的事情呢，通常就是光明跟黑暗之间的对决跟征战。
第四号。
第四。
God is.Trying to touch you deeper.
我的上帝尝试要更深的来触摸你。
And because we are people who tend to have all sorts of questions and cannot be still, He caused us to be on the floor so that there sometimes we cannot move even to allow Him to operate and touch us even deeper.
常常我们这个人呢忙东忙西的，我们没有办法安静哈止息在上帝的面前，所以有时候呢就在全能运行当中，上帝让我们这个人全人安息倒在地上，容这个焦点在他的身上，也容神的灵可以更多做工。
So therefore, desire to.For God to touch you deep,
所以你心中要渴望说，容神更深的来摸着你。
Because just a little bit of tears, or just a little bit of shaking,
一点点的抖动
，a little bit of laugh,
一点点的笑。
This sorts of things will pass over very quickly.
其实这些东西很快的就随流失去。
So sometimes it's like.Water, right?
所以有时候像水一样。
You can use the water for a bath. It just come over your body.
是不是那个水呢？它可能就单单只是呢淋浴一般的就流过你的身体。
But you can when you are thirsty, you can drink that water, and the water inside you can bring you a lot of benefits.
干渴的时候，你就把它给喝进去，而那水就对你的生命有益处。
And that water can give you life.
这水呢，赋予你生命。
Can maintain your life.
要来保守你的生命。
So therefore.There are many different levels God can touch us in.
其实我们的上帝可以分不等层次来触摸你这个人。
So therefore, don't allow him to. Before he can touch you, you are gone, huh?
不要说呢，他才跟摸着你，他要摸你的时候，你就早就离开了。
Or when he touch you, you just allow him to superficially.The power flow over you and doesn't go in and do what and chew tail the darkness.
啊，或者是呢，他刚摸着你，那你就一下就起身了，你没有容他进入到你灵魂的深处，除掉你里面的幽暗。
So number five there.
第五点。
Let the Holy Spirit when He come do what He wants to do, even though you don't understand it.
好不好？即或你不了解，但是好不好？你就全心容圣灵来做他要做的工在你身上。
So I've seen many times when people resist,
我看很多时候人们抵挡圣灵。
But when the power is so great,
但是那个能力实在太大了。
They cannot hold still and they fall over.
他再也没有办法站立得稳了，他们就倒地了。
Once the head touched the floor,
一旦那个头呢碰到地板上。
Something great happened, huh?
就有大事发生了。
And you see, suddenly the whole being been captivated by the power of God.
因为看到这个人呢，他的灵魂突然就完全被神的灵给掳掠住了。
So therefore, 第六哈。
所以第六点。
Don't hurry to get up.
不要仓促起来。
Until you feel the presence of God lift from you.
你要只等到神的同在离开你，然后那时候你才起身。
有时候人会。 在地上好像给钉住一下，来。
有时候圣灵工作在人身上，好像这个人仿佛整个身体是被钉在地上的。
And they cannot move at all.
动弹不得。
And sometimes you see弟兄姐妹 try to lift them up from the floor and take them home.
有时候你看到了好几个弟兄姊妹要把那躺在地板上的弟兄或姊妹呢抬起来抬回家的时候。
And you see 他们好像一块石的姐妹好像一块石头一样。
你会看到他们要扶起的那人呢好像一块石头好重啊，怎么碰都碰不来。
And that work is not finished yet.
因为你知道那工尚未做完。
So therefore, really, many of us in the church miss out on that work because we already,this once in your lifetime, God touched you so deeply, right?
真实的教会中有很多弟兄姊妹，上帝保爱你的儿女都错失了这样的一个机会。因为有时候呢，上帝真的可以做很深很深的工作，但是你一生搞不好是仅有的一次那么宝贝的经验。
You miss out.
但是你就错过了。
很多人是这样。
很多人是这样。
Only once or twice in your life, that the sovereign will of God comes so strongly on you. And
有时候呢，在你人生的路径上，就是这么一生当中，搞不好就那一次两次，上帝全能主宰的能力要运行在你身上，但你却错过了。
Because the enemy is very smart to cause us to have all sorts of questions.
因为仇敌非常的聪明，他导致我们这个里面有各类的害怕，各类的质疑。
第七。
When
you focus.When you are on the floor,
当你在地板上，
不要东看西看哈，
你不要东瞧西瞧，南瞧北瞧。
Close your eyes and focus on God.
好不好？闭上眼睛，专注在基督的救赎十字架上。
And when that desire for the touch of God gets deeper,
你心中要渴望神的灵更深的触摸你。
You can even feel the love of God comes upon you.
你甚至可以感受到上帝的爱很深进到你的生命。
I can remember this sister.
我记得一位姊妹。
And she was on the floor.
她在地板上。
And she feel this hand upon her all the time.
她觉得呢，在地板上的时候呢，一只手就是一直在她的身上。
And 跟人说哈。
然后呢，之后她就跟人说。
哇，廖雅哥对我很专心哈。
对我很关心，
关心哈，
要说好
一个小时啊，一直帮我祷告哈，
一个小时都在聚会当中按手在我身上为我祷告，
哪里我有这么多时间啊？
我哪有这么多时间啊？
不是我的手
啊，当然不是我的手啊。
So you can really can sometimes feel that comfort, that hand there, and it's the hand of God.
有时候真实你感受到那股安慰，那全能手在你身上，那是上帝的手在你身上。
But when you 东张西看 and you try to get
up
and you think about what you're going to do tomorrow at work,
你心中想说，我明天要做什么工作，要吃什么食物，然后就起身来。
全部都不见了，
一切都溜光光了。
So that you have waited for that touch for so long.
你在你长年累月等候这一次的全能触摸。
在新竹来到这里，
从新竹跑到这来。
Then all that miss out. So
那结果就错过了。
Because of our impatience.
因此我们没有耐心。
第八。So therefore. Don't concern with what people are thinking about you.
所以好不好？不要在意别人怎么思量你。
Okay, so the 怕丢脸是一个很大的问题哈。
怕丢脸是一个很大的障碍。
And a lot of people, in the beginning,
很多人起初。
Why you call the people for? You know, there are at least 10 people who have that problem.
有时候呢，做了一样呼召，你知道说，至少在场的人有十个人都有这一类的问题。
但是每一个人要出来。
但是呢，每一个人呢，
每一个都怕丢脸，
每个人都怕丢脸。
哇，但是有两个出来，全部出来哈。
有两个人出来，其他就抢功。
但是浪费已经浪费很多时间。
那已经浪费很多时间了。
第九。When you are on the floor,
当你在地板上
thank God He loves you enough to touch you.
你要感谢神，说神你真爱我啊，你来摸着我。
With that thankful, thanksgiving heart,
里面要有一颗感恩的心。
It will open your door even more to the Holy Spirit.
如此呢，你的心门更多打开，容圣灵更多来摸着。
第十。Pray that the Lord will fill you overflowing with His anointing.
你要祷告主神用他的恩膏满溢在你的身上。
repeat again and repeat.
好，反复一次又一次，一波又一波的跟神说。
Anoint me with fresh oil.
用新油来膏我。
And God, in His wonderful love, He can put that upon us.
那上帝在他奇妙怜悯的爱中，就把那个摆在我们身上。
So I hope that these 10 points I share.
我期待呢，我所分享的这十点。
And if you go back and meditate on it more and more, the next time you come to the meetings, the more open you will become.
你回去你就更多的默想，你越发的默想，你越发的渴望，下回你来你领受更多了。
So tonight is the second, session that we want to speak about destructive fathering.
现在今天晚上是第二个课堂，我们要传讲的主题就是破坏性的父亲教养。
And for those who come, tonight, you haven't missed out much.
你今天晚上来的，你还没有错过太多啦。
Because out of the 8个，我已经我做一个。
因为呢，在我昨天到今天呢，我要做的这八样的破坏性父亲教养呢，我昨天才做了一样。
That we talk about the distant father。
昨天晚上我们特别呼召有距离的父亲来接受祷告。
How many Taiwanese men have this problem of being without emotions？
而且呢，这些台湾人，哈，台湾查甫人。很多台湾男人呢都有这一类的问题。
And so they have emotionless expression.
他们里面情绪没有办法表达。
Express love.
完全不知道如何表达爱。
They don't know how to weep with their children when the children weep.
当孩子哭的时候不知道如何跟
孩子哭。They don't know how to rejoice with the children.
当孩子喜乐的时候不知道如何与他们一同喜乐。
So therefore, the children kind of thought about their father is that 他们不关心他们。
所以当孩子想到父亲的时候呢，孩子都觉得父亲一点都不关心我。
So this is a very common problem.
那这是一个非常普遍性的问题。
So now we go to the second one.
所以现在我们来看第二样。
The absent father.
除了有距离的父亲呢，今天要谈第二样，缺席的父亲。
Write this down.
请你把它写下来。
The absent father.
缺席的父亲。
The absent father is one.Who does not live with his child?
缺席的父亲呢是没有跟孩子住在一块。
Or is away from his child for much of the time.
或者是大部分的时间都没有跟孩子在一块。
Yeah, could be a number of reasons why the father is absent.
那有可能很多人因为什么父亲缺席？
First one is of course because of distance.
第一个当然就是因为有距离。
Many father is away because his work takes them away.
那很多父亲不在，因为他有需要工作。
So therefore, fathers in the armed forces fit into this category.
所以呢，譬如说，你的父亲如果是军人，他常常要驻扎在不同的地方。
So they need to be away from home for significant period of time.
所以有时候呢，好长一段时间都不在家。
Others now less and less ability to find work. They even go to China to find work.
有些人是因为现在台湾经济不景气，所以呢，不得不到大陆工作去。
So they come back once every 6 months or even once a year.
所以有时候呢，他们一年半载才回台湾。
So they are absent more than present at home.
所以呢，可能呢，他们不在家的时间长过他们在家的时间。
Others is not that they not the father who is not at home, but the children.
有些呢，可能不是父亲不在家，而是孩子不在家。
Many as I am in Australia, I see many Asian parents send their children overseas to study.
我所在的澳洲，我看到有很多的华人的父母亲把孩子老远送到澳洲去求学。
So sometimes as early as 12 or 13 years of age.
有时候那孩子还很年幼，才12、13岁就去了。
The parents thought they do it for the good of the child.
这父母想说是为着孩子的益处。
But for many, it's a kind of trauma.
但其实呢，很多小小孩如此有重创。
But the parents felt I'm sacrificing for this child.
那个父母心中想说呢，我是有所牺牲啊。
So he can get a better education.
花那么大把钱，然后呢，把孩子送出去受高等教育。
So this type of children, sometimes we pray for them. What they talk.哭得很厉害。
其实有时候这样的孩子，他们接受祷告的时候，他们都哭得很羞。
Because of their absence of their father and their mother at a very early age.
因为在他们很年幼的时候，父母就不在他们的左右照顾他们。
And some of them come from very rich families.
那有些甚至来自于富有的家庭。
I know of one child,
我认得一个孩子。
That he does not like coins.
他不喜欢铜板的。
So therefore.Whenever he in Australia have all this change of all these coins,
你知道吗？澳洲的铜板也很大，也很重啊。
and some of them are $1 Australian coin, $2 Australian coin,
你看的一块呢, 就等于是30块或26块的台币, 很大的哦。
他会丢到垃圾桶那里面。他不会用这个铜板,
觉得没有价值, 他就把它丢到垃圾桶去。
And so the person who keep house very happy with him.
所以呢, 那整理他房间的人可是开心的不得了。 今天有小费拿,
looking forward to cleaning your room.
等着等不及要去打理你的房间。
But even whatever this father can give generously,
不管这父亲何等慷慨愿意这样多多给予,
cannot compensate for the child's sense of the father's and mother's absence.
也都没有办法来补足这小小孩里面心中渴望父母亲的爱。
Sometimes they really undergo great trauma.
有时候他们真是经历极大的重创。
We know of this family who sent both son and daughter to study in America.
我们认得呢，一对夫妻，他们就是呢，把他们的一对儿女送到美国去接受教育。结果呢，这个是大的是女孩，小的是男孩，所以呢，理所当然，他们就期待这个姐姐来照顾弟弟。但他们年纪都还很小，到那个地方要重新适应，在学校是白人学校，所以呢，他会受到种族歧视，会被人家霸凌。然后呢，英文上面能力又不足，然后之后呢，他要照顾他弟弟。那爸爸妈妈就期待说，姐姐要照顾，但是弟弟呢，更不乖，然后更不喜欢学习，所以已经好几年过去，爸妈透过这个电话啦，偶尔寒暑假过去，完全都不知道他们期待的他们的儿子是要大学毕业，但是他儿子根本从来没有去大学读过书。 那他们就要这个女儿要负责，说明怎么不讲啊？你怎么不要来告诉我们？你怎么不负这个责任照顾你的弟弟呢？所以他们两个都有很大的重创。
Okay, so this type of things are quite.
这样的事情是非常普遍的。And
they happen because the absence of the parents.
啊，为什么会这样子？因为父母呢都缺席了。
Others become pregnant,
有些就怀孕了,
and fall into all sorts of immorality and drugs.
结果进入到各类的淫乱啊, yeah. 吸毒啊,
I've seen all this before, right?
我先前都看过这样的问题。
很多, really, you shouldn't send your children so early away to study.
真的,孩子太年幼, 不要把他们送出去。
Okay, the second type of absence,
第二类的缺席,
is the father's early death.
就是父亲早逝。
And
很早就过世,
absence is particularly traumatic.
这样的过世呢, 对孩子而言是最大的重创了。
Especially when the child is young and is just growing up.
尤其是小小孩呢, 还很年幼, 正在成长当中。
So the death could be because of disease like
父亲的过世有可能是疾病啊, 癌症啊,
or road accidents,
或者是车祸意外啊,
or suicide,
或自杀呀。
But often they end up these children blaming God for their father's loss.
但常常是不是呢, 这小小孩他就埋怨上帝为什么让他的这个父亲那么早就过世。
So they're usually very, very bitter about God.
所以通常对上帝不管他脑海中是哪一种神或神明他就是会满怀苦水。
Because they say, how can a God be so cruel?
他们想说上帝怎么可能这么残酷呢?
第三, the third kind of father's absence is divorce and separation.
第三类的父亲缺席可能就是离婚或者是分居。
So many times the father is absent from his child because of legal restrictions.
很多时候父亲呢跟他的孩子离开是因为法庭的判决。
Imposed on his visiting rights.
就是呢限制他探访他孩子。
In Australia, opposite China, Taiwan,
在澳洲呢，法院判决，如果夫妻离婚的时候呢，他们的那个内容恰恰相反。
So the child 90% of the time is given to the mother.
在澳洲通常如果夫妻离婚的时候，那孩子通常90%判给妈妈来养。
And so this father have to be told also you need to provide under law.
他不能够带着孩子，却必须要在财务上面来供应孩子。
That's also another legal thing to do.
这是呢，法院的判决是合法的。
So you see that most of these fathers are very angry men.
这你可以明白吗？大部分呢被判决这样的一个内容的父亲是充满了怒气的。
So sometimes because of no outlet, they really put it upon their children.
那通常他没有出口可以宣泄怒气，他就宣泄在孩子的身上了。
That is the fourth kind of absence.
就产生第四类的缺席了。
Complete disinterest.
就干脆完全不看，完全没有兴趣，漠不关心。
And they therefore choose to be completely absent from their children. Sometimes it's not just divorce and separation. But the father just have no interest in children.
这父亲呢，就是单单对孩子一点都不感兴趣。
觉得他们很麻烦，
觉得他们非常的麻烦。
Because they 已经习惯烟乐的，
因为已经习惯烟乐了。
They like to 喝酒， they like to go to the karaoke,
喜欢去卡拉OK,
to be with other men,
喜欢跟其他男人在一块。
So to be with their children, 他们觉得 they have absolutely no interest there.
跟自己的孩子呢， 他觉得完全都没有兴趣。
So these fathers might be the type who doesn't harm their children at all.
这对父亲也许他根本不会去伤他的孩子。
But they are just not present there with their child.
但是他就是呢， 不愿意， 也没有在孩子的旁边。
And the child knows they are complete. Their father is not interested in him.
而这孩子也都知道， 这父亲根本对他一点都不感兴趣。
So one sister,
所以呢，有一位姊妹，
he said the greatest pain I feel,
他说我所能够感受到最大的痛，
is every birthday,
就是每一次我过生日。
Said that my father was never around for my birthday.
他说我的爸爸在我过生的时候从来都不在场的。
So every time there is a this type of memorable events, yearly events, the pain is greatest.
所以每一次呢，一年一次的庆贺的话呢，值得庆贺的一些场合，那是我心里最痛的时候了。
So the father is not there for the graduation, for the wedding, for other memorable events in their life.
任何他生命中呢值得纪念的事情，爸爸从来没有在场过。
And so for many of us, we see this as nothing very important.
那对我们很多人，我们都不觉得是何等重要的事。但对的很多女生，这个东西是很重要的。但是呢，对很多情感丰富细腻的女生是觉得非常重要的。
Because therefore, this interest have a great devastating effect upon them.
所以呢，父亲对孩子的漠不关心，造成孩子生命情感的重创很大。第五。The
fifth kind of absence is chronic illness.
第五类的缺席呢，有可能是父亲长期病症。
So the father is hospitalized for long periods there.
可能爸爸长年累月住在医院。
Or at home bedridden, paralyzed.
或者是急迫在家呢，他是瘫痪，他是常年卧病在床。
Or seriously depressed.
或者是很严重的忧郁症。
And the father is there but is absent really.
爸爸是在家，但是 真的是像缺席一样了。
And the most painful kind of absence,
而那最令人痛苦的一种缺席是什么？
Is desertion.
就是遗弃。
The father one day just tell the children, the mother,
爸爸有一天就告诉妻子跟孩子说，
he said, sorry, I don't like this home.
抱歉，我不喜欢这个家。
Bye bye.
再见。
Not much explanation whatsoever.
没有任何的解释，就这样离开了。
This is a kind of very traumatic thing for a lot of wives and for children.
这对呢，很多的妻子跟孩子而言是极大的重创。被遗弃了。
And there was one of this sister, one sister too.
有一位姊妹。
And she said that when she was about 10 years old,
她说当她十岁大，
the father suddenly announced to her and the mother, just the two of them.
爸爸呢，就单单呢，在那一天就跟他的太太，跟那个他的女儿就宣布。
所以我没有跟你们讲哈。所以我以前都没有告诉你们。当时我在大陆已经有一个家。And I choose to be with that family there.
我选择呢那个家一块过。
And I have other children too there.
我在那地方有孩子了。
Bye bye.
再见。
So this girl 10 years old, huh,
这小女孩才10岁大，
felt this great abandonment by the father, huh,
实在大大的感受被父亲遗弃了。
And her kind of feeling from then on is he has absolutely no trust in any man.
从那以后呢， 她对天下男人完全没有信赖感。
For others, it's the father who give the child away to be raised at an early age.
有一些呢，是可能呢，这孩子呢很年幼的时候就给人养了。
Sometimes it might be a close relative.
有些呢可能是近亲。
Sometimes could be someone who is totally they don't know.
有时候是完全不认识的人领养去了。
Sometimes it could be in the 孤儿院。
有时候导致这孩子在孤儿院了。
And this type of child there, like one say, 哈。
这样的孩子呢，诚如某人所说。
This man, 哈。He said, whenever I see gates, 哈。
有一位弟兄他这样说呢，每一次我看到门，
我都会哭的。
我都会哭。
Because he said he was a young boy then,
因为他说那时候是一个小男孩。
And they brought him to the 孤儿院。
有人就是把他的家人把他带到孤儿院。
And leave him there, and he was there watching the parents go,
然后呢，是不是呢？把孩子送入孤儿院，然后那个门呢，就是关上，那小小孩就看着他的家人是身影，就是慢慢的离开他。
And this gate seems so big.
对，那小小孩子而言呢，这个门好高好大。
And he, this is a big trauma to him.
对他而言是很大的重创。
Sometimes they are given away because of many sorts of reasons that maybe needed like poverty or other things.
有时候可能是不同的原因啊，必须要给出去啊，可能是贫穷啊，家里的一些问题。
But sometimes the child is given away for some very illogical reasons.
但是有时候呢，其实孩子给人家养了，是因由于一些不合逻辑的这些事情。
Like the child when he was young is weak and often fall sick.
比如说那这孩子小时候呢，就常常很软弱，常常生病。
And so the mother father goes to the temple.
好了，爸爸到庙里头去。
And the fortune teller say 他跟你的运不好。
算命先生就想说呢，他跟你的命不相容，是相克的。
So therefore, we look at it and see that your brother is better for him to.So this child was sent to live with the uncle.
看起来呢，八字呢，你哥哥跟他比较合，你把你的孩子送给你的哥哥养。
And you'll be surprised in Taiwan, 这个很普遍。
因为很新奇哦，台湾这样的事情是很普遍的。
For superstitious reasons,
为着迷信的原因。
That many children have experienced this type of deep wounds of abandonment.
很多孩子如此这般，在年幼的时候就经历受遗弃之苦。
Okay, so we've covered that of the absent father,
好了，是不是这是缺席的父亲？
Now we want to look at the third one.
现在我们来看第三样。
And this third one is the addicted father.
第三样是上瘾的父亲。
The addicted father.
上瘾的父亲。
And addicted father is one whose life is dominated by a dependency on a mood-altering substance.
这上瘾的父亲呢，就是这父亲他的生命跟生活呢，完全被掌控住，必须要依靠某一样的人事物来调整他里面的情绪。
So this father becomes attached to the object of his desire.
所以呢，这个父亲呢，就开始依附于他内心中的欲求。
And he cannot function properly.
然后他没有办法恪尽功用。
Often burst out in rage of anger when
常常会暴怒。
The thing to need to more alter his mood is not there.
哈，如果他说依靠的那样人事物不在场的时候，他就一阵暴怒。
Of course, the most common kind of 依靠是酒嘛。
当然，最普遍的依附品就是酒了。
And there are many, many alcoholic fathers.
有很多很多酗酒的父亲在家庭里面。
Remember once going to 南投哈。
记得有一次到南投。
这不是一次，几次哈。We went to 南投 to preach.
到南投去联合聚会。
And we went to this place, in Lorna 哈。
啊，在罗纳。
你有去过罗纳吗？
人在罗纳。
And Lorna is a place where a lot of poverty, a lot of drunkenness.
罗纳那区域呢，有很多的贫穷跟酗酒。
A lot of sad stories.
有很多忧伤的故事。
And many of these children, when we pray for them,
那很多这样的孩子，当我们为他们祷告，
叫到这个 like the roof will come down.
他们的叫啊，他们的整个全身这样子上下这样子震动啊，然后这样子捶啊，是可以叫那个整个屋顶都掀了的。
很凄惨，
很凄惨的。
You can see, therefore, all the dreadful effects of alcohol upon fathers and upon disruptions.
你可以看到吗？酗酒的父亲给孩子们带下何等大的重创啊！
And so they have higher level of conflicts in the family.
所以呢，如果有酗酒的父亲在家里的话，家里的冲突呢是更高层次的了。
More potentials for physical violence.
比较容易发生身体的暴力。
Financial difficulties.
财务上面的困境。
Marital strain.
婚姻上面的紧张。
All sorts of stress.
各类的压力。
And that leaves a legacy of emotional pain for many of these children.
结果这些孩子呢，他们情绪上面呢，就是一直都有这样的伤痛。
And this place there is very interesting, huh? Lorna.
Lorna, 这地方很有趣。
And one day I was standing there at the balcony of the church.
有一天呢，我站在阳台的教堂的阳台。
And I see many birds.
我看到好多鸟。
And they were flying.
啊，在飞，它是一群鸟。
And I see why they circle around, huh?
啊，我就想说，为什么这群鸟就这样子一直兜着圈子飞呀、啊、飞呀、啊、
And then I look up and I see, oh, Lorna is in a valley. Actually, even though it's on a mountain,
那我就仔细观察那个地势。哦，即使罗娜她是在山上，但是呢，她事实上的周围环绕都是山。
So therefore, these birds that they don't have that enough strength to 飞高 enough to come out of that valley.
所以呢，这群鸟呢，它们是呢盘旋，它们不够有那力气飞得更高，然后能够越过山脉到另外一个地方。
所以我们有时候是这样哈。
所以我那时候感受，人常常是这样。
对，我们在低谷哈，有很时候没有能力可以飞。Out of the valley,
我们在低谷当中呢，没有力气可以飞离开这个幽谷。
And so we 一直 in the same.
所以一直在同样的地点盘旋 再盘旋。
And that is how many alcoholics are too, huh?
有很多酗酒的家庭是这样。
Just cannot come out,
就是脱不了身。
Cannot come out into prosperity,
没有办法进入到昌盛的里头。
Cannot come out of physical violence,
没有办法脱离这肢体的暴力。
Cannot come out of emotional pain,
脱离不了这情绪的痛跟伤。
But that kind of addiction is not justone which is of alcohol, right?
但是那个上瘾不单只是所谓的酗酒而已吧。
That there are many kind of 依附的东西。
有很多呢人所依附的东西啊。
And the more society becomes under greater pressure and less work.
好，就是呢，这社会呢经济情况越来越糟糕，工作机会越来越少。
People会要依附在一个东西哦。And so this is a big problem.
所以人们就要习惯性依附在某一些东西上，这成为大问题。
So maybe you are the child of one of this kind of addiction like alcohol.
那也许呢，你就是呢有这样的一个家庭，有这样的上瘾背景的。
And has opened up a great gaping void in your soul that needs to be filled.
产生你这心灵的最深处有最大的空洞感、虚空感，必须要来领受医治的。
第四 The achievement driven father.
成就驱策型的父亲，驱策你要有所成就的父亲，成就驱策型的父亲。
With the alcoholic father, there is a much more common pain among the Aboriginal children.
酗酒型的父亲呢，比较普遍呢，发生在原住民当中。
If the achievement-driven father is the Chinese father.
但是呢，成就驱策型的父亲比较普遍性在平地人的家庭当中。
Does not mean that the pain is less compared to that of who have an addicted father.
但是不表示呢，在孩子心里的痛会少于呢，这孩子有上瘾的父亲。
The achievement-driven father is the performance-oriented father.
成就驱策型的父亲就是成就导向的父亲。
Who drives his children to try to be super achievers.
一路驱策他的孩子要大大成就。
So he expects high standards.
他期待高水准。
And if you do well in your exam,
考试你如果考得好
，do well in your career,
好职场啊，高工作高薪
，he will show you.That you are much loved and you are much valued.
他就会让你知道说他呢觉得你很有价值，你被他大大珍惜。
But if you can't do that,
但是如果你做不到
，then he is always disappointed with you.
他就对你永远失望。
Always driving you to try to achieve better.
总是要一路驱策你要做得更好一点。
The more 他驱策你哈，
他越发的驱策你。
The worse you become because the more pressure and you can't deal with that kind of pressure.
你表现就越惨，因为你压力过大，无法复合。
And worse still, this kind of father don't give you any leeways to make mistakes.
更惨是呢，诸如此类的父亲，他不容许你有犯错的空间。
So failure is not an option.
所以在你生命当中呢，这个不准犯错的，就是呢，失败绝对不是一种选项。
So his children often have to 表现好。
所以呢。这有这个驱策型的父亲，他的孩子永远都要最高表现。
And look good.
要看起来顺当。
And 不会给爸爸丢脸哈。
好，不会让爸爸丢脸的。
So this achievement-driven father.
所以呢，诸如此类的驱策型父亲。
That drive is already inbuilt in him. 哈。
好，这种驱策力早就内置在他里头。
He cannot help it, but he continue to do this.
他无能为力，只能不断的被驱策而驱策人。
So because he is driven by the need to succeed.
因为他里面那个驱策力呢，要驱策一路逼他要成功。
So that he put it upon his children because he himself is not that successful.
那结果呢，他就把这份压力摆在孩子的身上，因为他自己个人并不那么成功。
Of course, it's not wrong for a father who wants his child to succeed.
当然，一位父亲呢，来期待自己的儿女成功，这没有什么大错。
With the right motivation and the right context.
只要正确的动机，有正确的环境跟方法。
With the right encouragement.
正确的鼓励。
We can encourage our children to be achievers.
我们真的可以来鼓励我们孩子成就多多。
But when a father urges his children to succeed because if you don't, I will not show you any love.
但是一个父亲呢，他一路督促他的孩子呢，需要呢成功。如果不的话，我就不爱你。
That is not right, huh?
这个是错误。
If you have to earn your father's love,
你必得赚取你父亲的爱。
Through your 表现，
透过好表现，透过有成就。
That is wrong and harmful, huh?
这真是大错特错，是顶伤人的。
So when a father forces his child to achieve his goals,
所以呢，当一个父亲呢，勉强他的孩子要达成那个目标
，rather than allow the children to have some choice,
而不是容许这孩子有一些选择
，then this is sometimes unjust and the children are very unhappy.
那如此呢，这是对孩子不公平的事，孩子通常闷闷不乐。
So this type of achievement-driven fathers, their love is conditional.
所以这些驱策型的父亲，他们对孩子的爱是有条件的。
It depends whether the child is an achiever or not.
那完全在乎说这孩子究竟最后有没有成就。
If 你考上台大，
如果你考上台大，
你的相片会放大哈。
你的相片会放大，
放在客厅，
摆在客厅的墙上。
你没有考上台大，
没有考上台大，
你的相片会缩得很小，
相片缩小，
放在厕所里面，
摆在厕所。
开玩笑了哈，
开个玩笑。
But just to let you know, that's the kind of thinking that a lot of parents have, a lot of fathers.
就像你明白说，有一些父亲，有一些家人的父母，就是这样的想法。
It's like they put all their expectation on their child.
他们就是把所有的期待摆在孩子的身上。
So it's not so much as the child achieving for his own later, good things, but
所以不是孩子自己达到他自己的理想目标
and become happy
啊，就很满足很开心
but it's for their own purpose
通常呢父亲这样的要求是为了他自己个人的目的
and 这个有时候很自私哈
好有时候你仔细想来这是很自私的行为
but 大部分这样的驱策型的父亲看不到
但大部分如此的驱策型父亲是看不清的
because drive them to succeed is to compensate for their own sense of inadequacy.
驱策孩子要有所成功成就呢，是要补足自己的不足。
So sometimes is to create a mini war.
有时候呢，他事实上目的就是创造出一个迷你我来。
Which this miniature version of the person his own father want him to be.
是起初过去他的父亲期待造一个迷你我在这个父亲身上的
But which he failed to live up to.
但是呢他过去呢没有达到这个目标
Write this down, huh?
请你把它写下来
So this type of father
所以呢这一类型的父亲
create a culture of 打拼 huh?
他产生了一个氛围叫做打拼的氛围
a culture of striving
是增进的氛围
which harms the child emotionally
大大的伤到这孩子的情绪
evenWith his health, there.
好，也是伤到他的健康。
Because he's every day under a lot of pressure.
每一天的孩子呢，在很大的压力底下。
Every day he fears failure.
每天都害怕失败。
Every day he fears exam.
每一天害怕要考试。
Every day he fears meeting up with his father's
expectation. 每天害怕够不上爸爸的期待。
And some of them get ill because of psychological reasons and tension.
那有些人因为心理负荷不了，紧张过度就生病哈，频繁。
Because this child get damaged emotionally, because the message the father transmit is achieve or you are nothing.
这个孩子情绪大大受到损害，因为父亲所传达的信息就是说，你要不有所成就，要不你就是一无是处。
So this creates a deep sense of insecurity, right?
好，产生了极大的不安全感。
Because the child feels his worth is dependent on their achievement and their attractiveness.
因为这孩子呢，他觉得他的价值感乃是在乎他有没有成就，他有没有吸引人。
所以很开心回家哈。
所以呢，有时候呢，他非常的开心回到家。
说爸爸99分。
爸爸，我考99分。
爸爸说为什么不是100分？
爸爸就跟他讲说为什么没考100分？
啊，说。Anything is not good enough.
一切他所做的都不够好。
So there's something you must do better.
一定要做更好。好，你永远够不上。
So 他们变焦虑的 adults.
好，产生的最后呢，长大后成为充满焦虑的成人。
And because the father is very hard on them, later on in life they are very hard on themselves.
那因为父亲这一向子都对孩子很严厉，长大后呢，这孩子呢就对自己很严厉。
第五。The authoritarian father.
权威型的父亲。
So being a good father.
做一个好父亲。
You need to balance two essential qualities.
你必须要平衡两样重要特质。
一个是 affection.
一个就是情感。
The other one is authority.
另外一个就是权柄。
So if you are all affection, no authority,
那如果你都是呢情感没有权柄
，then you spoil your child.
你会宠坏你的孩子。
But if you are all authority, no affection.
但是如果你都是权柄的施行而没有表达你的情感
，you will harm them.
你会伤到你的孩子。
So therefore, this father must a good father must.Set up protective boundaries.
所以呢，好的父亲呢，要为他自己的孩子们设立保护的疆界。
So within these protective boundaries, even though that you discipline your child, the child is not harmed.
所以呢，在这保护的围篱当中，你来管教你的孩子，你的孩子就不会觉得是受害。
This is the protective boundaries of love.
啊，这个就是爱的保护的围篱。
That your child knows, even though you discipline him, you still love him.
这孩子他知道，在这个范围之内，即或你管教他，他还是觉得你爱他的。
So he knows.That he really deserved that punishment.
所以他会知道，他真犯错了，他理当受罚。
It's very clear that you can
tell him
why you punish him.
很是对是错，为什么
？Not like some fathers.
不像一些父亲们。
They go to work and they get upset and angry.
去职场上班呐、啊，可能很不顺，很生气。
Then they come home and everything the child does is wrong.
回到家看孩子，一切都不顺眼。
So therefore, often they were punished severely because of their mood.
常常呢，因为自己情绪呢不稳，然后不分青红皂白就大打孩子一顿。
But 有时候这个 child really deserve punishment, 哈。
但是有时候这个孩子其实做大错了，那犯大错需要惩罚了。
But because he has a nice day at work.
但是因为呢，爸爸今天情绪好的不得了。
啊，没问题，没问题。
啊，没有问题，都可以，没问题。
啊。很容易这样嘛，对不对？
就是人很容易这样，没有原则。
But an authoritarian father.
但是呢，一个权威型的父亲
is known for his harshness.
好，是众人都知道他很严厉。
Known for his unfairness.
众人知道他非常不公平。
And this authoritarian father.
而这样权威型的父亲
is extremely strict and rules the family with an iron rod.
是极致的严苛，用铁杖管辖自己的家人。
啊，你有看到啊，父亲管家用铁杖的吗？
你有没有看过父亲管教人用铁杖的呢？
我也看到母亲管家用铁杖的。
有没有看过母亲用铁棍打人的呢？
啊 ，and some more very expert 哈。
好，有些呢，他们还蛮顶专业的，
打到血出来哈。
好，他打你打到出血，
但是不会断你的腿的。
但呢，这个不会骨折。
啊 ，real expert know where to
真的是专家
hit,
完全知道打哪里。
So why does he do such cruel things?
为什么做出这样残酷的事情呢？请你把它写下来。
To create a culture of fear.
要产生恐惧的氛围。
The other one was a culture of 打拼。
另外一个呢，就是打拼的氛围。
The achievement-driven father, right?
成就驱策的父亲。
But the
authoritarian
father,
权威型的父亲呢
？He creates a culture of fear.
他造出一个恐惧的文化。
So that he can control.
所以他可以来掌控。
Dominate the whole family.
可以来操纵全家。
And coerce his children.
然后督促他的孩子。
And intimidate them.
威胁他们。
To comply with the rules and regulations that
he has set. 要完全遵命他所设立的律法规章。
Write that down, huh?
请你把它写下来。
Such a child.
如此这般的孩子。
Is usually full of fear.
通常满了恐惧。
And his emotions are suppressed.
而且他情绪是受压抑的。
And he is also usually oppressed.
而且通常是受压制的。
Because the authoritarian father,
因为权威型的父亲
tend to be very judgmental too, huh?
通常是负批判性的
and unjustly use punitive measures to discipline.
很不公义、不公平的使用了不对的方法来做惩罚
So such children,
如此的孩子
who is so full of fear,
他里面满了恐惧
usually turn up into what we call Approval addicts.
通常成为什么样的人呢？认同成瘾的人，上瘾于别人对他的认同，成为认同成瘾的人。
So they strive to earn other people's acceptance and admiration.
他们打拼的，努力着要得到别人对他的认同以及倾斜、羡慕。
It's like they're very good at judging how people feel at that particular moment.
就是他们知道说呢，在特定的场合当中，别人会怎么样来看他。
And so they know exactly what to do to fall into the good books of the person.
所以他完全知道要如何说、如何行事，来能够让那个人看待他是很棒的。
因为他小到大的是这样
做。因为从小到大，他已经知道要怎么样讨人的欢喜了。
讨他的爸爸的欢喜。
要讨父亲的欢喜了。
But deep down,
但深深在里头
，deep sense of fear，
里面很深的恐惧感。
Afraid of disapproval,
害怕不被认同
conform to other people's expectation,
要遵命别人对他的期待
and become man pleasers,
最后成为讨人欢喜的人
But there is another group of children,
但是还有另外一组孩子
who behave exactly opposite,
他们行为举止恰恰相反
they become rebellious,
成为悖逆的
they become defiant rule breakers,
成为抗命的违规的
and deliberately break rules and regulations,
刻意要打破违反规章的
and despise authority,
而且他极致轻视权柄人物
Usually such kind of 权威型的父亲
通常这样权威型的父亲
are former soldiers,
可能呢先前是军人
and because they have been under military discipline
那因为他们是呢接受军事训练很久
so it has become like aKind of set into their mind.
结果已经固着在脑海当中了。
They have been like 计划好哈。
好像是已经规划好了。
That this is the kind of life which is best for people.
这样的方法，这样的中规中矩呢，对人的生活比较好。
Because they've seen no other.
因为他们从来没有看过任何其他类型的生活方式。
They spend all their time in the army.
他们一生都在军方当中。
So that they thought that conforming to rules and regulation is best.
所以呢，效法律法规章是最好的方法。
So naturally, their children also should come under that form of authority.
所以他自然就觉得说，他自己的孩子也应当要中规中矩，效法每一个规章。
And usually, such children when they grow up,
通常这样的孩子一长大
can sometimes repeat exactly what their fathers do.
可能就是呢，重蹈父亲所走过的路
and also become strict disciplinarians.
而且成为一个非常严厉的教官了。
第六 The always breaking promise father.
老是背信的父亲，违背诺言的父亲。
This type of father usually often fails in his responsibility.
这个父亲呢，他总是没有恪尽职责。
So he often do this by failure to deliver on promises he made to his father.
通常呢，
his,
他跟孩子呢所答应的事情，从来都没有应验过。
Oh, I'm going to go out on a holiday.
我们假期的时候出去玩。
Then on the day say sorry or you 别的事情。
到那天他说对不起，突然有事。
Or we going out to the restaurant to eat.
啊，我们到餐厅去吃饭。
And then on the day say, 我觉得在家吃好一点。
到那天的时候，他说我觉得在家吃比较好。
So therefore, always.Don't keep his word, huh?
从来没有信守诺言过。
They promise you things, they promise you presents, they promise you money,
答应要给你金钱
but don't deliver.
但是呢，从来没有实现过。
So that induces a child's sense of security.
就是伤到一个孩子里面的那份安全感。
Induces his self-worth.
伤到这个孩子的自我价值。
And encourages.False expectations.
而且呢，导致这个孩子里面有错误的期待。
And therefore, leave a child write that down.
导致这个孩子如何请你写下来？
苦读。
里面有苦读。
猜疑。
猜疑。
Hurt.
受伤。
Don't trust people.
不信赖人。
So this is a common thing why many children are like that.
很普遍的，很多孩子是这样。
That they don't trust people because their father always break promises.
因为他们父亲老是背信，不信守诺言。
第七。
第七。
I'm going to leave out the workaholic father.
我可能好跳过工作狂的父亲。
因为没时间哈。
时间有限。
But 第七哈。
第七。
The abusive father.
虐待型的父亲。
All negative father types are damaging.
所有负面的这种父亲类型都是伤人的。
But the most damaging is the abusive father.
但是呢，最伤人的就是虐待型的父亲。
They usually overlap with the authoritarian.
通常呢，可能跟权威型的父亲以及上瘾的父亲会重叠。
And this abusive father,
这样的虐待型的父亲
，very commonly they inflict.Abuse,
他们常常呢会施加虐待。
三种哈。
三种。
第一。
一。
Verbal abuse,
口语虐待。
第二。
第二。
Physical abuse,
身体虐待。
第三。
第三。
Sometimes even sexual abuse,
甚至有时候是性虐待。
So, the one who's supposed to be the child's shield and protector,
所以呢，理当要做孩子的保护跟这盾牌的。
Turn out to be a threat on his life.
到末了成为孩子的威胁。
And verbal abuse, many people never thought this of a kind of abuse.
口语的虐待，很多人鲜少想过呢，它是一类型的虐待。
But words are powerful.
但是话语是有能力的。
They can build up a person.
它可以建造人。
Or they can tear down a person.
也可以拆毁人。
So abusive father will often use harsh words to.Shame the child.
虐待型的父亲通常用非常严苛的话语来羞辱孩子们。
That he's a loser, he's a failure.
你是失败者，你是个输家。
And this causes a lot of emotional abuse on the person.
导致很多情绪的伤和虐待。
And especially 会大叫哈。
尤其呢会大叫。
Shout at you.
大喊大叫在孩子身上。
Tremble.
就孩子全身上下发抖。
Hear the father's voice.
一听到父亲的声音就全身发抖。
很害怕，
非常的害怕。
But sometimes it just don't end at just verbal abuse.
但是有时候呢，就不单只是口语的虐待。
They use beatings.
他们用毒打。
Slaps, punches.
锅掌，然后呢，击打。
And all sorts of physical violence.
各类的身体暴力。
So there was this pastor.
有位牧者。
And he actually has been in the.Or Air Force for a long period of time.
他过去呢，哈，是常年在空军哈基地工作。
So he has reached a high position.
好，所以呢，他已经爬到很高的位阶。
And one day he and the wife have to go somewhere for a holiday.
有一天呢，他跟他妻子呢必须要度假去。
And tell the son we're going to be away for 4 days.
所以跟孩子讲说呢，我们四天不在家。
But on the third day, something turned up, and they decide to go home earlier.
第三天呢，有一些事情发生，他们决定早一点回家。
So when they reach the house,
好了，当呢他们回到家，
哇，满满人哦。
哈，就是呢，大人不在家，小孩就闹场了，全部都是人。
And so the child was having a party.
哈，这孩子就开 party 了。
Father not around 4 days.
好，反正爸爸不在家。
哇 ，but he.He already not in a good mood, huh?
啊，那爸爸呢？其实情绪已经不好了。
So he see all this, he really 发疯哈。
他看到这群小鬼乱。
Drive away all the the his friends.
就是呢这样子的。
The son's friends.
把家里搞乱七八糟，一下就把那孩子全部都赶走。
And then 毒打这个 son 哈。
然后他就毒打这孩子一顿。
And then the son told him,
结果那儿子就跟他父亲说，
你说现在你还是很高很
壮，说你看你很高你很壮，
有一天我会高过你。
他因为那孩子十几岁，说有一天我长得比你高比你壮。
哇 ，the father even more violent。
这父亲一听呐、啊，就更暴力了，
更打
好，就更多的毒打，直到呢鼻青脸肿的。
And this son really keep his word.
就这儿子信守诺言。
He go and do weight building.
很快的就去学举重。
Taekwondo.
跆拳道。
Karate.
空手道，什么都去学。
And then
锻炼他的体能。更惨的事情是
，join the gangs.
他去混帮派。
So he become like a leader in the gang because he's quite a natural leader.
最后呢，他就成了帮派的头头。
By the time the father has come to the Lord,
结果呢？哎，没多久呢，他的父亲得救了，认识耶稣了。
And one day, the Lord prompted him.
有一天，圣灵就感动他。
You need to apologize to your son.
你必须要跟你的儿子抱歉，因为那一天你这样的毒打他。
所以。Was 很火热的时候，
他那时候很火热，向着主神很火热。
So he even got down on his knees.
所以他就在那一天晚上，他双膝跪下，在他儿子面前。
孩子啊，
说孩子，
饶恕我，
你饶恕我。
For all the things that I have done,
我做的这些恶事在你身上，
especially that day,
尤其是那一天毒打你。
And the son said,
结果这儿子说了，
哇，你的神很厉害。
他说，哎，你现在上帝很厉害哦。
因为我已经计划好，
因为我已经计划好了，
明天哈，
蒙阿仔，看布袋，盖布袋，我已经找我那些哈那个哥们们要盖布袋，然后拿棍和棒要打你一顿。
真的神知道，
真的上帝都知道啊。
Because the son also come to the Lord later on.
但稍后呢，这儿子因为认得这位伟大的神，所以就认识主了。
But you can see the kind of memory that.People who have been traumatized.
你们看到呢？人的重创哈，可能带下和等大的结果。
That this child was so disciplined to do all sorts of things to strengthen his body, just to revenge his father.
你看这孩子呢，之后花的每一天的时间都是要建造自己的肌肉筋骨，然后呢，要来复仇在他父亲的身上。
但是在大陆哈。
但是在大陆。
更惨。
就更惨了。
So.We went to Shenyang to preach once.
我们到沈阳去讲道。
And this brother, 我看他是真的 very full of anger.
我看到弟兄呢是满脸怒气的人。
哇，你在他载我们在机场。
好，他到机场去接我们。
If you don't have a good heart,
如果你的心不够好。
Your heart, you will die of heart failure.
哦，心脏不够好的话，你会心脏突发死亡。
The way you go on,
因为那个开车哈、
哦，
那开车你知道吗？都是紧急的，左转右转啊，快速冲的，然后骂人骂东骂西的。
所以说哇，还是啊，弟兄、啊，
命在旦夕，赶快问他怎么回事。
你小时候有什么问题、啊？
你小时候有什么问题呀、啊？
他说：“我就是小时候啊，我爸爸很严厉耶。
我爸爸非常的严格。
So I say, 什么严格啊？
我说怎么个严格法呀
？He said he is also full of rage.
他说呢，他是暴怒的人呐、啊。
我说你跟他很像、哦。
我说你跟他很像啊。
And he said full of rage.
他说实在满脸暴力。
When I do sometimes something wrong,
有时候我做错事情
，he will beat me up so badly that.I bleed,
他就大大毒打我一顿，直到我流血。
And then I said, 哇，这么惨哈！
我说这么惨啊。
He said, 有时候更惨。
他说有时候更惨啊。
He will strip me off these clothes.
我流了血了，
clothes,
他就剥了我的衣服。
Take a pail of salt water.
然后呢，拿一桶的盐水，咻，就倒在我身上。
严格哈。
嗯，严格。
好像有 demonic power.
仿佛里头有邪灵，是不是邪灵在父亲的身上，像 CIA 啊，美国情报局的哈。
Sometimes
被抓的时候，
不要看大陆，看台湾的这样。
好，是不是大陆、台湾都一样
？I remember one day praying for one brother.
我记得有一天呢，为一位高高的弟兄祷告。
他缩起来，缩起来。
圣灵一工作在他身上，他全身上下缩起来，
好像一个球，
好像一粒球。
And 他会滚到后面去，
滚到后头去。
我的罪都不追他，他在那滚得这么快，
来不及追他的，霎时之间。
So right at the end there，
到那个整个这个角落
，trembling there，
上下抖动。
And I try to separate his body，
我尝试要拉直他的身体，
这样了哈，
因为他蜷曲起来。
So I waited until 他醒悟过来哈。
稍后他醒过来。
And I asked him, I said, "What happened?"
我就问他说发生什么事了。
He said, "When I saw you, 哈。
他说当我看你。
The picture of my father comes to my face.
好，就是我就想到我父亲的图像。
真惨哈。Somehow look like his father.
哎呦，这长得像他父亲啊。
So therefore he said, "Wow, I start to tremble. I don't know why I suddenly become like a ball."
他说呢，我就开始全身发抖，我也不明白为什么突然间卷成一粒球。
But I said, "Is he very strict?"
我说他非常的严厉吗
？He said, "很 strict 哈。
他说非常的严厉。
And when he wants to punish me sometimes,
当他有时候要惩罚我
，he would bind me up on the tree.
他会把我绑在树上，
能打我。
然后呢，来打我。
In my mind, I was thinking,
我头脑就想，
哪里有这样的事、啊？
哎呦，哪有这样的事、啊？
是台湾呢？
太狠了吧，在台湾。
你看每一个台湾人的这么 refined，
台湾人看起来呢，都看起来就是顶文质彬彬的。
啊，不会有这样的，
应该不会这样子做。
Then I went to another church.
然后我就到另外一间教会去。
哇，那个人又这绑在树打。
那个人又说呢，他爸爸把他绑在树上打。
And then I went to another church.
到另外一间教会，第三间教会。
啊，在南部和澳
洲。在南部的。
又是绑在树打哦，
又是绑在树头上打。
说我的结论，
最后呢，我就下一个结论。
南部很多树，
台湾南部很多树。后来呢，我们到北部也一样，因为树林那里也很多树，也是一样吊起来毒打。
Really, we can make jokes of these sorts of things.
哦，真的，有时候我们可以开个玩笑。
啊，但是 really 很，
但很凄惨哦。
That we have been brought up in this kind of environment.
就是成长在这样的环境当中。
So therefore, with these seven types of fathering.
所以呢，以上所说七类的父亲教养。
We can come up with a list of negative doings that are caused by poor fathering.
啊，我就可以呢下一个结论，提到二十样关乎到劣质父亲教养所带下的负面作为。
You write each one down.
你把它写下来。
And then you examine yourself.
让你检视一下，你过去是否曾经经历这样。
Whether these things applies to you.
就是父亲呢错误的作为产生的伤在你生命。
第一。My father is absent in my life.
我的父亲缺席在我生命里。
第二。He is detached and disinterested in me.
他疏离我，对我不感兴趣。
第三，他遗弃我。第四，他拒绝我。第五，他是上瘾 and compulsive。
他是上瘾的，是强迫的。
第六 He's a strict disciplinarian.
他是严厉的教官。
第七 He is critical and demanding of me.
他是富批判性以及对我要求很多的。第八
He treats me unjustly and unfairly.
他不公义不公平的对待我。
第九 He demands I earn his love through performance.
他要求我透过成就来赚取他的爱。第十
His love is conditional.
他的爱是有条件的。
第十一。
第十一。
He makes me fearful and stressed.
他使我充满恐惧，满了压力。
第十二。
第十二。
He creates unachievable goals for me.
他为我设立达不着的目标。
第十三。
第十三。
He doesn't usually keep his promises he made me.
他通常没有信守诺言。
第十四。
第十四。
He is not interested and usually leave it to others to look after me.
他对我不感兴趣，通常把我交给别人来照顾。
十五。
第十五。
He is harsh to me.
他对我很严厉。
十六。
第十六。
I think it caused me to have low self-worth.
我想它导致我有低落自我价值。
十七。
第十七。
He is very verbally abusive.
他口语虐待人。
十八。
第十八。
He sometimes uses physical violence against me.
他有时候对我施加暴力。
十九。
第十九。
He makes me an approval addict.
他使我认同成瘾，成为要来讨人欢喜，使别人认同我的人。
二十。
第二十。
他羞辱我。
他羞辱我。
Even when I say some of this, I can see some people crying.
几乎我在说这些，已经有些人开始在哭了。
I believe that it's the Holy Spirit who wants to take away some of the arrows that are in your life.
我觉得是圣灵开始动工在你心里，要拔出你生命中的一些毒箭。
And also to bind up some of the wounds.
并且来缠裹你们的伤痕。
And heal your broken heart.
来医治你们破碎的心。
So when I call out some of these father types,
所以当我呼召某一些父亲类型
，I said, "Don't at the back, just keep looking at others what is happening."
从我说的，千万不要待在后头，成为旁观者，只是观看别人是怎么样领受。
So when you fall into one of these father types,
你自己本身如果知道某一类型的父亲是你自己过去所受的苦
，And when I call it out, you come up.
然后我呼召的时候，你就出来领受医治祷告。
We start from the worst one. Start.
从最惨的这一样开始来。
Abusive fathers.
虐待型的父亲。
You have that. You just come to the front. Abusive fathers.
虐待型的父亲。
It's best if you don't push the chairs back, but 叠它 together. Don't push it back, but put them
椅子叠起来。
Pile it up, oh, it's better.
椅子叠起来。
If not, you can't push it very far.
椅子叠起来，因为没有办法空出太大的空间了。
Okay, abusive father, for those who.
虐待型的父亲。